You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is December 20th, 2021. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast on our final podcast of the year. That's right, 2021 is coming to an end, and this is the final podcast of 2021. I cannot believe this time has come already. This year seems like it's gone fast. I know I say that every year, and it feels like it. I guess the older I get, the faster the years get. And 2021 is almost over. We're in the home stretch, full-fledged holiday season. And having a lot of fun doing so, too. So, a few things we're going to talk about today. Really no script today on the podcast. Didn't really want to do like a set show. I just wanted to really reflect on the year of wet shaving and in general. And talk a little bit about what is going to happen in 2022 for the podcast. And maybe some predictions of wet shaving in general. So, a few things going on regarding wet shaving this year, you know, with the pandemic still really affecting just about everybody in the listening area. Some restrictions, you still have supply changes and all that stuff. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and then a little bit of some of the cool releases that came out and some of the stuff that we'll be seeing in the future here. And a little bit about some of my wet shaving New Year's resolutions. I do that every year for myself. I'm a really big New Year's resolution person, and I have a few wet shaving ones I want to accomplish this year and a couple things I want to do regarding wet shaving and get that going. So, we'll talk about that as well. So without further ado, let's get on with the final show of 2021. All right, guys. So 2021 was definitely a year to remember. You know, we talked about, I remember doing the end of the year for last year for 2020, and it was just all really, you know, the way the year started out normal, the pandemic hit, everything kind of went a little bit nutty, and then this year we started off with the pandemic and then just kind of got a little bit of normalcy and then kind of went back pandemic mode. It's just really never gone away, even though some of the restrictions have gone away. And a few things that we noticed in the wet shaving world was, one, the supply chain. The supply chain effect, how it affected how COVID and the pandemic has affected the supply chain for certain products, such as, perfumers, alcohol, soap products, scents, all that stuff. You saw a lot of artisans go out of stock or unable to do special releases for most of the year because of that. So that's one of the major points I wanted to point out for 2021. And that's something that we would need to definitely remember, is just how these artisans really adapted to and were able to come out with all their stuff, knowing that bottles were out of stock and knowing that, perfumers alcohol was out of stock or scented oils were out of stock, and how they came around and got it. You know, you saw a couple of vendors I saw some real struggle with was like Barrister and Mann. You know, you saw how he evolved. He had a bomb come out last year and kept it going. And then when he got his stuff back in stock, he worked with it. So that's one of the things that really impressed me about 2021 was how the vendors were able and the artisans were able to overcome a lot of the challenges that came up regarding supply chain shortages, and just how they were able to do, and still going on to this day. Really, we still have issues with getting stuff from certain countries and getting held up in the ports or something like that. So yeah, really the way these guys handled themselves and were able to continue us keeping us in stock was great. And honestly, it's just a nice thing to see, and just and to be able to have new releases still coming out and see a little bit of normalcy towards the end of the year. So all of you artisans out there, we salute you. We definitely want to tip our hats to you, because you did a great job this year keeping us in stock. And honestly, keeping it really inventive. You know, we saw about 200 new releases of new products this year between most of the artisans out there. I have 186 artisans on my list that I keep in my notebook. I keep a handwritten list, actually. It's not a database, which I will be actually creating like an Excel sheet next year, just to make it a little easier on myself to add and subtract. you know, we saw the emergence of about 10 or 15, about, it was about 13 new vendors that I have written down. And we saw about 8 or 9 drop out due to the pandemic. So, I mean, it was around even with keeping the amount of people, amount of businesses in business. So, I mean, 2021 was honestly a really good year for most artisans and vendors. Now, a couple things that we did see with the supply chain, like mentioned, we saw supply chain issues, and then we saw some new release issues. You know, we saw a couple vendors just not do new releases, and you know, honestly, the fall seasonal special, the fall season really was where it was eye opening for me, noticing that the fall seasonal scents were probably one of the lowest of ever that I've been since I've been doing the 6 years of doing the podcast. So hopefully we see that change. And I did get a few emails regarding the market and all that, so we'll talk about that next. So really wanted to first off salute all the artisans going through all the struggles and everything like that. Number two would be the market itself. Now, I am very active in watching the wet shaving market, watching the collectible sell. And one thing I noticed about 2021 was we started out hot, meaning we came out with bottom dials, red dots, toggles, going for a lot of money. I mean, we're talking premium money, thousands of dollars, to where right in about October-ish to November, about a 40% drop in some of these high collectible items. I saw bottom dial sell for like $700 when, in the beginning of the year, they were going for like $2,200. I saw a couple red dots go for, you know, record money last year to this year to going a little bit less, not as much as a dramatic drop as the bottom dial. And, you know, honestly, the toggles are still holding a premium out there for pricing when it comes to vintage Gillettes. Now, this is just my, you know, my take on it. And I'm not the best one out there for researching and stuff, but I do keep pretty up to date on the market like that. So I would say that collectibles are probably going down. We saw a huge spike last year. And honestly, during the pandemic, the spike was, hey, everybody's staying home. Everybody's like, listen, you know, what? I've always wanted this. I've always wanted that. I'm going to get it. You know, this is it. You know, everything going on, you know, everything could get worse. You know, now's the time. If I'm going to buy it, I'm going to buy a bottom dial. I'm going to buy, you know, a Wolfman razor. So we saw last year, we saw a huge, huge increase in buying premium products. And then towards the end of the year, we did see a massive decline in value. And I think that's just because everybody's like, okay, I got what I wanted. I'm done. I'm not really thinking about it. And now it's just, you know, hey, I'm looking at going back to normal a little bit. And hey, I may not be able to spend $2,000 or $3,000 on my hobby right now. I can spend a few hundred. Personally, for me, this year, 2021 was I bought the least amount of wet shaving products I've ever bought since I've started. Even when I was in college, when I started wet shaving and I was like, really didn't buy much of anything, I spent less this year than ever. Mainly because I honestly had COVID and I don't have any sense of smell or taste still to this day. So I cannot smell any new soaps or really enjoy them without, you know, I could just get the performance out of it, but I can't. So that's kind of keep me on the software side to where I've just kind of stayed stagnant. I think I bought one or two soaps all year, just collectible soaps. For myself, I know probably a lot of you are out there in the same boat. And for software and for hardware, I just was, well, you know, I really had nothing to buy this year. I didn't see too many new, I mean, there was a lot of new releases that came out, a lot of cool razors. It's just, and brushes, it's just, I'm kind of happy with what I have, I guess. And I'm kind of going to stick with it for a little while. You know, I went through a whole year, I didn't buy a brush. I didn't buy one brush this whole year. I don't think so. And I didn't buy, I think I bought one or two razors, maybe three razors. And I kind of kept it, nothing premium. And I kept everything pretty much, you know, regular stuff. You know, I didn't buy anything premium. I didn't go crazy. And, you know, it's just, it's a good thing for me, I think. So, you know, the pandemic, whatever, put all things aside, a good year for wet shaving in general with releases. But very few artisan releases when it came to hardware, other than a couple of them here and there. But nothing really that crazy. I mean, I saw Chiseled Face came out their razor for a while. You had Charcoal Goods come back. You know, you had Blackland come out with a couple things. Rex Ambassador came out with actually probably the biggest release in the last few years with that slant adjustable razor that's coming out soon. You know, that's a big deal. That's actually a new concept, which is really exciting. You know, you had the Mag T come out, which is a pretty cool razor. So, I mean, yeah, it was for innovation, it was definitely a good year. As for like, you know, really big releases and premium stuff selling at a premium, or stuff selling higher than value than it's valued, no, I think now is the time if you want to buy something good, or something that that's been on your radar. Now's probably time to get it. You're going to probably pay about 10 to 15% less. So that's for number two. Now number three with the wet shaving world this year. Well, meetups again. No real meetups happening. A few of them happened a few months ago. And that's just another thing that's been a kind of a downer with the market itself, is just, none of us have been able to see each other or hang out or have an event to where everybody can attend, just because we are, you know, still in pandemic mode, and it looks like we're going to be in it probably for the next year as well. So that's another bummer, and just another thing that's affected the market, is just it's been year two without any meetups. Now, we were going through so many wet shaving meetups in the past, from 2019 to 20, really. I'd say 2015 to 2019 were the year of the meetups, so years of meetups. You know, there's like the Maggards meetup, the Big Shave West. You had meetups on the West Coast, meetups on the East Coast. You had one in Miami. You had one over here. You know, you had one up in New York. You know, you had all over the country, all over the world, there were meetups of wet shaving. And that's another thing that really we saw a massive decline, if not really almost no movement at all, no action at all with meetups. So, I mean, those three things are just really what I've noticed with the wet shaving world, the changes that we've had throughout the year and moving forward. And probably I don't see it much of a changing this year, with the exception of possibly some of the items increasing in value. But honestly, really for collectibles, now's the time, I think, to purchase. I think you're at the lowest point that you're going to see. And I think, you know, if you're looking for something and you have so, or if you have something to sell, I would probably hold on to it. Unless you're going to offload it pretty quickly and really find a good buyer for it, I would say hold on to your collectibles. And if you're going to buy, now's the time to buy. So I know it's like a double-edged sword. I'm kind of telling you to do something and telling you not to. Just my prediction on that, on the market itself. Now, for next year, 2022 is going to be, I don't know what to say, because the last 2 years, every time I do this show, I say, hey, I'm thinking this is going to happen, that's going to happen. And I can tell you right now, everything that I've predicted has not really came true in the last year, because you never really know what's going to happen. You know, I thought everything was going to go back to normal. I think we all did after 2020, and we are still not back to normal. We're a little bit closer to normal, but just, I guess we're not going to be back to where we were, at least for some time. So I don't see any more for 2022. I don't see any more meetups coming up or anything really. You know, maybe we'll see some meetups closer to the summertime, hopefully, but I don't know. That's why I'm not really going to do predictions this year. It's very difficult to do so. I can tell you, right, guys, at my day job, my regular work, all the predictions, I threw them all in the garbage over Thanksgiving, because everything's all over the place. Like, it's just people are not going out, they are going out. It's very hard to predict what's going to happen. And this year has been really a difficult year for that in general, and just really keeping in stock or offloading stuff. It's all over the place. So yeah, it's pretty difficult to talk about 2022 and predictions of the market. But for the podcast, I can tell you that next year we're going to focus more on reviews and stuff like that, instead of just looking at the market and everything like that. Now, I'll be honest, during the holiday season this time, it is difficult for me to come up with some really good content on podcasts, because to be completely honest, I am swamped at work. I can tell you right now, this podcast is being recorded at midnight, and I have been working probably over 70 hours in the last week alone, six days, and just also working from home. So it's a difficult time when you're working retail, especially during the holiday. So, you know, next year, I think, you know, we might hold off on doing holiday shows, or just do one for the whole holiday season, and that'll be it. You know, out of respect for you guys, because honestly, you know, this podcast itself is unscripted. I don't have really much of an agenda other than what I wanted to reflect a little bit about 2021 and to move on into 2022. So, yeah, to be fair to the listeners, I like to get some interviews going, but, you know, a lot of people ask me, you know, Joe, why don't you do interviews? And I said, well, most of the guys out there, the other podcasts and stuff, they do interviews. They've been interviewed. You know, all the artisans have been interviewed. And to hear, like, the same thing over and over it kind of just, it's just repetitious to me and a little bit boring, I guess. I guess, you know, I personally, I listen to all the wet shaving podcasts that are out there, but I mean, how many times are you going to interview the same three artisans? You know, it's like, I already know their story. I've heard it on four or five previous podcasts before on YouTube stations and stuff. And I know it's a lot of fun, but to me, it's repetitious. And I like to keep it fresh and do something unique. So we'll talk more about, you know, artisan reviews. I'm going to get more into stuff that I try and use and stuff like that. My collection is big enough to where I have most of the major artisans already and a lot of smaller artisans. So I'll be able to definitely discuss a lot without even going breaking the bank. So that's kind of what I'm going to do. I'd also like to hear your guys' thoughts on that as well, because I'd like to hear, see, what do you guys want to hear? Because, you know, like I said, the interviews are one thing. A co-host would be another thing. But here's the thing with that. I just don't have the resources, or honestly, that it's not fair to the other person, the co-host. I just don't have the time to be able to commit, you know, to one specific day to where I can sit down and just, hey, we can just talk. I know an hour here, an hour there has a lot to do with it. You know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but I'm sorry, but it is, you know, it is when you're trying to make stuff happen. You have a child and a family and a very demanding job, you know, to be able to be fair. I don't want to be, you know, unfair to the other co-host. So that's kind of why we don't do a co-host either. Why I do this solo. So let me know your thoughts. You can send me an email at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. You know, from now until the end of the year, what you think you'd like to hear on the podcast, what you want me to research this year or look into. I'm also still writing that book. I'm almost done with the Straight Razor book that I've been writing for about 2 years. I'm working on finishing up and actually I'm proofreading it myself and editing it myself. Before I send it, I'm going to self-publish it, so it will be available only in print. I'm not going to do an ebook right away. And the reason being is I think, you know, all things considered, wet shaving is an older-fashioned type of hobby, I guess. So I'd like to keep it in print for now. It will be affordable. I'm not looking to make any money off of it. I'm looking to just to get it out there. And just it's something that I've always wanted to do and just to have out there, you know, to have it. And that'll be like a, you know, crowning achievement in my life for wet shaving in general. So that'll be in 2022, definitely coming out. I know I originally planned to have that book out this year, but I just wasn't able to get it done. And there's a lot involved in writing a book. I didn't realize it. Even if it's a short book, there's still so much to do. And then when you read it, you want to change it around again and stuff like that and edit it. So the book that will be coming out will be definitely all on me. I'm going to self-publish it, self-edit it, everything like that. I want to have it all me. There's not going to be any influence in it at all. So, you know, I will have some, you know, of course, grammatical errors changed and all that stuff. But otherwise, the content's going to be 100%, you know, wet shaving. So looking forward to that. That'll be a major thing to do this year. And just to really have fun with wet shaving. You know, I hope you guys are really having fun with it. Because after a few years of doing this, you know, it does seem to get a little bit repetitious. You know, you're shaving every day, you're using the same, you know, your rotation of razors. And, you know, sometimes you might have like 100 razors and you might be using only one or two a week. That's kind of where I've been several times. I could tell you right now, I've been using safety razors primarily for the last 2 years. And just recently, last couple of weeks, I've been picking up my straight razors again and just using them because it's like, hey, they're sitting there, they need to be honed again. It's time to play and start, you know, using those bad boys again and getting back into it to get, you know, the whole wet shaving experience. So that's really everything I have in a nutshell. You know, I hate to end the year like this with not much going on, but honestly, I went researching a little bit and it's pretty quiet out there. Other than that new razor coming out, I got to give Rex Emporium that. When I saw that I heard about that concept of the adjustable slant razor, you know, about a year and a half ago. I was really excited about it, and I thought that was really interesting to see that come out. Really looking forward to seeing some of the reviews when they come through, and I think that's something that's going to be a big deal for 2022. And a couple of other, you know, things coming out too, a couple of new razors and stuff. You know, charcoal goods back in the game again. You got some really good brush makers coming up in the ranks, and a lot of people doing hand-tied at home knots. You know, so it's going to look great, I think, for 2022. As for the podcast, we're going to continue doing the podcast. It is not going away. We're going to continue doing, you know, shows twice a month. And just to have fun with it and just really look at wet shaving from the ground up. I think we're going to start the year. I'm going to start off with talking about, you know, some some artisan products, but also some non-artisan products, Truett & Hills and all that stuff that have been around for years. You know, sometimes we kind of forget about them. Mitchell's Wool Fat, I don't discuss anymore as much. You know, we kind of forget about those old-fashioned companies that have been around for a while. And, you know, the excitement's not there, mainly because there's no personalities behind the product. But, you know, that's going to be something I'm going to revisit this year. I'm going to actually use Williams this year. And I plan on using it more than once. I'm going to use Williams. I'm going to use, Vanderhagen. I'm going to use all that stuff that you can find at a drugstore and just try it out again, because that's how I started. So it's going to be a fun 2022. And I think the content for the podcast is really interesting as well. And we're going to just have a good time with it. So looking forward to seeing you all next year and having a great time in general with wet shaving. So guys, as I shut down for 2021, and I wanted to wish you all a very happy and healthy holiday season. In addition to that, really looking forward to our next show, which will be in January, mid-January. And just really talking about wet shaving, you know, just please feel free to email me. I love talking about it. If you have any questions at any time, you know, about anything, you know, if I don't know the answer, I'll find it. I'll find out, or I'll research it. Love talking Gillette, love talking about that stuff. So if you have a few minutes, you want to shoot me an email, definitely looking for pen pals out there. So you want to talk about wet shaving. So no problem. Got time for that. And really, guys, just really, I got to say thank you for another great year. It's been great doing this podcast. I'm having so much fun, and looking forward to 2022, because we got some great stuff again coming up. So remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to you guys, the listeners, and of course, Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything that he does with the wet shaving community. All right, guys, until then, 2022, have a happy New Year, have a Merry Christmas, and Happy Holidays, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye now.